Ale.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, canta y no llores.
Who's that guy? What's going on?
It's the cucumber patch man.
Outside looking in.
It's Friday night. Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFB podcast. I'm Jorge Georgie Martin and Primo Nico is in the house and we got a special guest, our amigo Gregorio. We call him Greggy Greg, correcto?
That's it. Greg in the house.
Oh, está en la casa. Hey, everybody. Gracias for joining us. We are going to be talking some DFS. Now, one cool thing is Greggy Greg. His middle name is Noel. So, you know, it being a week before Christmas, we had to have someone Christmas oriented on because, you know, us being a Mexican family, you know, we don't do Christmas big enough. Right, Nico?
That's right. And Nico is short for Nicolas, like Saint Nick.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
So we are very festive, and we're hoping that with Greg and Greg, we're going to be talking about DFS, and we've been dabbling in this on our Familia FFB podcast. And we just thought we'd bring in our buen amigo, our future carnal, to see, you know, kind of talk a little bit about DFS. Now, Greg, you've been playing for a while. And it's DraftKings, yes. Primarily, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What to you? What drew you from playing regular fantasy to playing DFS?
Yeah, you know, I mean, after playing fantasy football for 30 something plus years, it just really sort of started falling apart, you know, with your network, or if it was like, you know, for my dad, and then it was the Suns. And then it was the cousins, the brothers, the friends, these person from workplace. It just sort of started losing its feel. Everybody was starting to get busy in 2015, 2016. The economy's getting good. And it just lacked sort of that structure and commitment, right? Meanwhile, everything went digital, you know, and everybody had other things to do. People were making babies, getting great jobs. And my dad asked me to take the league over, and I go, no, I don't want to try to encourage people to play. And we were doing well, but I like, you can win a few hundred dollars or a few thousand, excuse me, in my dad's leagues. But it was like, this is exactly what I need. DraftKings presented itself. And I'm like, this is freaking awesome. I don't have to worry about injuries. I don't have to worry about doing research, worrying if a player is going to start, worrying if Bill Belichick is going to, you know, play three running backs or go with one, you know, it's just like, I mean, seriously, like there's like all the coaches and tendencies and all that stuff goes out the window. And now you just start looking at players. And if I could just go for one game, and as Nico will tell you, you know, I mean, I don't really like betting on spreads and over unders because I know that game. Those people have perfected that over 30, 40 years. So unless you really got some good inside information, oh, it's funny how they knew that game was going to be a 3-point spread, right? You know, I mean, nobody likes that. And so anyway, so daily fantasy for me was a way to capitalize on a skill set where I was already analyzing players and following trends and, you know, understanding coaches. And you start going, hey, I can put this together. I can do a small pool or a large pool, a 50-50 cash or a tournament. And then I've been learning. I'm still learning to this day. But finding your niche and finding your groove is what you have to do. So anyway.
Well, the cool thing is, you know, there are so many options on DraftKings. I got into DraftKings this year partly because I invested money in it, so I thought, okay, I may good. As well try it. Nice. And even in this crazy year, it's made a little. It's I've gotten ROI, a little return on the investment. Nice. So the big thing about that drew me, and I've been a fantasy player since 1990, yeah. And I just love, and that's part of the reason why we started this podcast. Was just because of the fact that, you know, we love fantasy and the other part is we didn't see any Latinos out there. So we thought, hey, why not us?
Okay.
There's
football,
so many of us.
Soccer, yeah. You know, soccer.
Yeah. So the big thing, do you prefer to play big tournaments or cash games? You know, I keep hearing the terms tournaments, GPP, cash games. What right. are your preferences and kind of like, how do you approach each one of them?
And what are they, Greg? Explain to me, Lucy, what it is.
So, and again, I'm definitely not an expert by any means, but you nailed it right there. There's tournaments and there's cash games. And generally a cash game is your odds are around 50%, right? They're a little bit less because, you know, the house or DraftKings need to take their cut just for the participation value. But the tournaments range in different sizes and the cash games range in different sizes. So you can enter the millionaire or the millie maker, as they call it, right? Mm-hmm. And compete against 200 to 400,000 people. And basically the best lineup will end up working its way to the top. Now, if you enter a tournament and there's only 1,000 people in that tournament, not necessarily the best lineup is going to win that given tournament, right? So I always put money into the Millie Maker because I don't want to not win it, right? It's like people buying lottery tickets, right? I don't want to miss the Powerball this week because everybody's doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you just throw 20 bucks in, and quite honestly, they're doing more millionaire makers than ever before. They're doing, in fact, next week, DraftKings is doing 6 millionaire makers every day. There's going to be a Millie Maker. And again, your odds are really small. You got to get creative with your lineup. You got to find some weird outliers. You know, they talk about getting leverage or playing low percentage owned players and all that stuff. And that's all fine and dandy, but when it really comes down to it, you got to get really, really lucky. And to play those big tournaments, you've got to enter 150 lineups to build around to have increase your odds to get to the top, you know? So I lose money every week in the Millie Maker. I probably play 3 to 6 lineups at 20 bucks, 15 bucks a head just to have something in there. And then every once in a while, like last week, I think I had 2 cash. But again, I lose money because I put $120 in and 2 of them cashed at like $15 and $20. You still lose on that. But you got to put most of your money in on the cash games, right? So I like to play around that 11 player or and above. Sometimes I go into a 4 player if it's like a last minute entry into a cash game and it's there's 4 people. And 2 of those people will win. So if we each put in, $50, then we'll win $90 because the house needs to take something. But it's just you've got to play more cash games, which could be also a head-to-head game, a 1-to-1. I stay away from those because I don't know. I just don't. It's just weird. Everybody has. I'm going to play more cash games, 4 people, 11 people or less. But I do like to get up into that 11 to 50, 60 player area in the cash games to finish in the top one half. And then I'll play $100 game, $50 game, $20 game, and then 5-3-1. I'll just try to get a lineup in all as much as I can just to balance it out. And it's really you'll find the smaller the pool of players, the more you can win with a low scoring lineup, right? So the more players that are in anything, a cash game or a tournament, the more people that are in it, the higher score the lineup's going to be is going to win that, whether it's cash or tournament. But
hey, Greg, can I ask you?
Yeah.
So I don't play DraftKings because I've been trying to get in and I can't figure out how to get the thing, but I play Yahoo because I'm already on Yahoo.
Yeah.
And I'll play my players and I pick them and I think I've got the best team and everything. And then I see the lineup of the winners. And I'm like, oh my God, how do they know?
Yeah.
And I see some names, but you mentioned that there's a lot of these guys that literally professionally, are the big winners. Like, there's some names out there. I mean, Greg has been out there and done well. But who are some of the main players?
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about Yahoo, FanDuel, and DraftKings. And what's the major difference, right? FanDuel, first of all, they have kickers. I don't know if Yahoo has kickers. But Yahoo's a lot like your family league, right? Yahoo doesn't have and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think they do PPR, right? Does Yahoo do points per reception? No, it's like yards and touchdowns only, right? It's pretty limited. FanDuel FanDuel is a half point PPR, and DraftKings is a full point PPR. And that is huge. Like, so if you have that running back that's a pass catcher, you know, and that's like the trend these days is to have 3 running backs and all of them need to be able to catch the ball. But that's where you can really make a lot of money, right? Where those – finding those running backs that also catch 3 to 4 passes, or excuse me, I should be saying gets targeted because all the sharps used targets as, oh, they got 9 targets this game or 8 targets. They don't care about catches. They just care about targets, right? So anyway, does that make sense?
Yeah, so who are some of these big winners? I picture some big ex-football player. His name is like Monster X, but it's like grandma in the corner who was just, you know, kind of like knitting sweaters.
You know, I got to be really careful. I'm going to say very few of them are athletes at all. I follow Awesomeo, Alex Awesomeo. I don't even know what his last name is, but he's like the winningest player in DFS sports. He just took down like $100,000 and $25,000 tournament over the week, but he's running numbers. He's got these machines and these little rat spinning wheels and like kicking out, oh, here's all these players. And I like watching him. He does have a little more insight on and give you more information than a typical spreadsheet will give you or a list. Here's the rankings of all the points. He does give you a little more insight. Roto Grinders has a bunch of names, but the big names for me are like that I see are like Awesomeo, McLovin, Chipotle Addict. I don't know. There's these companies like SaberSim and Fantasy Tour Junkies. But these guys are all a collection, and then they sell their services and information of the data that they've been crunching, so that people will then go and follow them and use their information to create their lineups. Nobody's allowed to give out lineups, right? That's just not allowed. It's frowned upon, right? So you can't go, hey, what lineup should I use today, right? But what they do is they give you like four players, build your lineup around these guys or something like that. So you can do that, and that helps. Does it make my decision for me? Do these guys make my decision for me? No. It helps me formulate my lineups moving forward. Or even, and what I do and love to play is called the flash drafts on DraftKings, is where I make all my money. So,
oh, that's awesome. No, that's awesome. Now, I'd love to know what kind of like what's your philosophy when you're building a lineup? Does it change depending on the game, or are there some principles that are consistent all the way through? I mean, like for me, I like to start with a quarterback receiver stack that I like.
Right.
Okay. And then, you know, add a running back there, either someone who's a heavy play like Derrick Henry is, and we'll get into this weekend, this Sunday, like a Derrick Henry, or do I want to save a little money and maybe get a more balanced lineup? What are some of your philosophies?
The first thing I do is go to the defenses, and I find the cheapest defense possible. And what I look for in the defense is I'm looking for sacks, and I'm looking for the lowest, a low salaried defense that is playing a passing team, right? Or is going to get ahead early. And then those sacks will then lead into a sack, strip, fumble, TD, right? Mm-hmm. Or a pick six or something, because they're throwing a lot. So I'll never pay up for a defense, but I'll try to go down to a losing team. I'll just try to find that matchup just to save salary space right away. Quarterback, while I like to look for stacks, I do look for low owned or how to say low salary quarterbacks, like this weekend Tannehill or something. You know, I like him. I don't like Henry whatever at 20 grand or whatever he's gonna cost. I'd rather have a Tannehill stack with you know, AJ Brown, or double up with Davis or something like that. But
right,
I'm different every week. I don't have like, I'm gonna go low at running backs, and I want all the big dog receivers. That changed, but I can tell you usually a low salary quarterback, low salary defense, and then the tight end, receivers, running backs can all change. The last thing I try to fill is I try to save a lot of money so that I can put like a powerful player in that flex spot, right? Mm. So just somehow try to squeeze, hey, can I get a pass catching receiver? Can I get a Dalvin Cook in there? Or, you know, where can I save? And then I guess the place that everybody saves a lot is that running back when there's an injury. And they think like a guy like, you know, like the guy in Carolina, Davis, is going to pop. Like, how many times did people go down the Davis road this year thinking he was going to pay off dividends because he was like the back? He's not McCaffrey, you know, even though he was getting all the targets and looks, he's not going to get you the points, right? So I think he actually scored a couple touchdowns last week, right? But anyway.
Yeah, he had a pretty decent game. And you know, there's players now, you know, right now the this week, Derrick Henry, and we'll get into that one. Derrick Henry's a big play. I think he's 9,500 on DraftKings. And he's, what are your thoughts on someone who's got a phenomenal matchup this weekend. It is one of the worst run defenses in the league that he's facing.
Right.
What is it? How do you feel about paying up for somebody like that?
Yeah. I think he's far too much, and I don't think it's possible to even put him in a lineup to win a millionaire, but for a cash game, then I think it could be a good play where if you spend $10,000 on him, then you're going to need to get the 30 points out of him. Right.
So right.
Get that 3-to-1 value that people like to look for. So, I don't think I'll have him in a lineup. I mean, I don't play enough lineups. So I'll look around, to find other matchups, but I would probably pivot and do the passing route with Tannehill, So.
And that's the one thing. Well, let's talk about this weekend. I mean, I'm looking at, let's look at the quarterbacks. I mean, you could pay up for someone like Mahomes at 7,900, but you mentioned Tannehill at 6,700. When you see that $1,200 that you're playing with, what are you thinking that you're going to use that $1,200 on?
So hold on real quick. Is there a game this Saturday?
There are two games on Saturday. Okay,
so this is the first time I've actually looked at pulling up the millionaire. So I was just so deep into what happened the other night. Okay, so here we go. All right, so we've got – so the Millie Maker is including the two games on Saturday. But I don't see – so Kansas City's not on – oh, that's Saturday. Sorry, that's the two-game slate. Sorry, I'm usually on my phone and I'm on the desktop, so let me – click over here, see if I figure out how to do this on my desktop. Allow. Okay, 14 games. Let's go. Oh, here's the millionaire. Okay, so that's Saturday millionaire. And let's go.
Just to catch you up, a little story while
I got
this up. I was talking to him and he was one of the college games, or actually it was the Charger game. And he was so upset because the deep pass down to number 15, what's his name? He didn't get the touchdown because Greg would have made big bucks, but he needed a quarterback come in San Diego to get it in. Would you win $2,000?
Oh, dude. Yeah. So, well, we're talking and, so I'd had a flash draft and I had, Herbert, but I also was going up against guys that had Eckler and I needed Herbert to outscore Eckler 5 points on that drive. And I go, Nico, I need a big bomb pass to get past the Raiders secondary right here. And then like, three plays later, sure enough, over the top. I don't know if it was Tyron Johnson. I'm like, get in there. Because I would have got the touchdown points. I would have got the yards. It would like – and then I think I had the receiver, so I would have been good. But I didn't. So then when he did the first leap over the end zone and the ball got snapped away and they scored a touchdown, I go, oh, man, that's it. But then here we are, the Raider rule from the Steeler game, right? The immaculate – was it
the Holy Roller. The Holy Roller, right?
And that was the rule that put in. So he couldn't advance the ball. The fumble ball was dead. It went in the end zone. That was it. They got the play over. I'm like, yeah. And then he jumped in. And then all of a sudden I was like going from like winning $200 to winning like $2,400 on those flash drafts that I was in. It was freaking awesome. And that was the game. It was all over. But that's fantasy sports, right? We've all lost on the quarterbacks taking kneel downs on a tenth of a point. Are you kidding me? I mean, like, no. Where are you going? Why are you running around back there, right?
The NFL wants to support this so much because what else are you going to get? Everyone watching the game when it's 45-22. Game over,
good
right?
Point. Good
but now
point.
When the spread's 22 points, it's like, oh, man, I got to watch this. So the NFL's into it. I mean, they're talking about betting sports. I mean, we talked about DraftKings. I mean, we're talking St. Paddy's Day when the market was at the bottom.
Yep.
They were at $11 and some odd cents. They're up to 53. And then there's another company called Penn it was $6. They're at $94. They closed it with $91 today. They're betting that everyone's going to bet, and they need the money to get out of this. So every state's going to open up and say, yes, please bring the money in. You know, there's going to be famous things like, CalBet Sports. They're going to make up a bunch of stuff everywhere.
CalBet, yes.
Cheese rolling. I'm telling you, cheese rolling. There's going to be daily fantasy for cheese rolling and that's curling.
Right. That's all right. So you're talking Mahomes here, right?
Yeah.
So
well, let's. Looking at that, would you pay up for Mahomes, considering that New Orleans is a top flight defense? One of the better secondaries, but what, but again, they haven't seen Mahomes this year.
Summer Breeze is back though, right? He's going to keep the ball.
And Summer Breeze is back and he's going to be pitching it on the other side. So that, I mean, I think there's going to be points being scored this weekend.
What I've never broken 11 ribs, but I know that he's going to be trying doing some quick passes. That'll shorten the game, right? Little screen passes, quick passes, keeping the ball rolling, keeping the clock rolling. Yeah, I don't want any part of Mahomes or Hill or Kelce as a stack. But if I can fit in Hill in my lineup this week, I would go with one person. It would be Hill. That guy's getting over 10 targets a game. Have you seen? I mean, his numbers are phenomenal, ridiculous. And then one thing I do know is that New Orleans plays man-to-man defense, and that is how you don't want to play Tyreek Hill, let alone because he's going to run away from anybody, right, and get the space. Backs are turned. Mahomes likes to run against that too. So, but I think it's going to be a fast game, low scoring game. So I wouldn't go all in, but I think you can have a receiver or a running back in any game to get you 20, 30 points. Then you want to target that one player. So in that game, I definitely like Hill on the KC side, but I wouldn't start going in quarterbacks and all that stuff. I think New Orleans is just too good of a defense. Yeah. Like you said.
Well, who are the quarterbacks that you like this weekend? We can talk about their pricing. So we'll go strictly on DraftKings on this one.
So Tannehill, I think there's some balance there. Detroit's been giving it up all year, and it's like $1,300 less. And Detroit could end up passing too. So the game could be extended, right? Could be a high-scoring game in the 30s. I don't know what the over-under is, in calculating that. But I would love having Tannehill. And then I would be in as bold to go with A.J. Brown, and now he's questionable, but definitely with Davis in there. Look at Davis every week's getting tons of targets. So I like him. I like Brady indoors at Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta can't really run the ball, right? Julio Jones probably isn't playing.
He was ruled out. He was officially ruled out.
He is out. Okay, yeah. So that means Calvin Ridley for sure. So I'd love to have Hill and Ridley in lineups because they'll just be the, get dominant target share. And then Brady, I would stack him. And this is where you got to get creative, right? So if Gronkowski is cheap enough, Gronkowski's only $4,000, right? I mean, that's half the price of Kelce.
Wow.
And Gronkowski's been getting those 15 to 20 point weeks, right? Maybe let's look at him. Last game was definitely bad, but if you look at the previous games, I mean, look at, he's got some 17, 12, 25, 2, 10, 12, but it's been, he's on it. He's basically Brady and Gronk are getting back together. Now, the receiver is, what I would do is Godwin's more consistent, but Evans is the red zone guy, right? And Evans just seems to be getting balls. So maybe do a stack with Brady, Gronk, and Evans, and then do another one with Brady, Godwin, and Gronk. I think could be a pretty good move too, as well.
Like morning show in New England, like, oh, Brady and Gronk are getting back together. It's a beautiful come together. But you talked about Hill and Ridley. I'm playing against them in my fantasy this week.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, but my cousin. I don't want those guys. They're gonna suck. So the other guys I like, here's one where you can catch people by surprise, Jared Goff, right? So they're playing the Jets.
I was going to ask you about him.
So here's what I like about Goff. And like, if you follow the Rams and, being from Southern California, you guys probably know this well.
Orale!
The Rams love to run the ball, right? They love to run the ball. But when they pass, they pass. So it seems to be like Goff will go to 300 or he goes like 110 or something like that. So going Goff with like a Cup, double stack with Cup and Woods, I could play that, right? Because I could see this game, going where LA's going to score 30 points against the Jets, right? So
is your tight end back? What was his name?
Higbee is back.
I love Higbee, dude. He was just like one of those guys. He was like a Kittle in the training kind of type of play.
Yeah. And
then he got all dinged up. But now – and that's the thing, this game actually reminds me of the Rams this week reminds me a lot of when they played Tampa I think about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And everybody was talking about how Tampa was just going to, you know, was going to shut down the Rams defensively and what, you know, because Tampa had such a good run defense and is Goff going to be able to throw? Well, they just worked the play action to perfection. Well, what did the Jets do? They can stop the run, but they are horrible against the pass. So I think I love that you like this because we're thinking estamos we're very simpatico.
Good. I mean, and then look at the price of Cup. Like he's 7,000 and Woods is 6,800. So, I mean, it's still the value and those guys can just go off. Those guys are like, I don't know, Cup might have a better day, Woods will have a better day, but just play them both. And I think like you can find yourself getting lots of points there for sure. Yeah.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this, because I see people like stack up a team. Like why? I would think, you know, by statistics, you would want a different player from every team and you want it to combine together. But these guys come together and like they'll go off, like the running back and the wide receiver and the quarterback. Right. Like, well, when did that happen? Like, you know, that's crazy.
Okay. Let's look at a game. So a lot of people think if a game's going to over under is 58 points, then you want to get as many players in that game as possible because there's supposed to be 58 points in that game. Why versus like a Baltimore Indy game that's going to have like a 42 point spread? Why would you want to have tons of players in that game, right? You don't want to have one or two players, right? Henry or Jackson in a low scoring game, right? To find a capitalize. But so what happens is if you can find a game where you think they're going to be passing a lot, then load up on those receivers on both and they can go back and forth, right? I don't know. There's a lot of data out there to support like, oh, if you have the running back on this team, you want the defense, and then you want the other team to have one receiver. And that's way over my head. But if you see a high over under, try to get the highest scoring players from that match for sure. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Any other quarterback pricing that you like?
Let me scroll down here. All right. So, So this week, Minshew is coming back for Jacksonville against Baltimore. And I think Baltimore's played some pretty intense games lately. I think, you know, where that was a huge game last week, I believe in the letdown with Minshew. This guy loves to pass. I think if they're down early and Baltimore's got a lead, it's not like they're going to be running the ball, right? So getting a Minshew, I think, could be a sneaky play at 5,300 for sure. And I don't know if there's anybody – lower price than him in value. So if you're just not, you don't need a stack, you just want to throw a quarterback in there and you want to go running back receiver stack, or you know, you're looking to go a different angle, I think Minshew could be a good cheap play there against Baltimore, believe it or not. Yeah,
every time you say Minshew, I want to say bless you, Minshew.
Minshew. Another one in here.
Give us the good stuff. Give me the.
You know what? Hold on. I love lately. Here's another one. I think I want to jump on. Is Trubisky and Allen Robinson? What is that? Not good.
No. I'm agreeing.
So Allen Robinson is. Trubisky's been back three games. Look at Robinson's numbers. Like he's just getting the ball all the time. And I think Trubisky's playing for his life right now. And like, let's go. Let's pass. Let's run the ball. I think they have a balanced offense, but Minnesota, that game can go any way. You know, that's just not a set game to where it's going to be a low scoring game. So, and it's Minnesota, it's indoors. So, and Robinson's killing it lately. So, Jalen Hurts in Philly.
I was going to ask you about him. What you thought of him.
I think those are good quarterbacks. Yeah. Hurts I don't like any of the receivers with it. I don't like the tight ends because now Hurts is back. So again, sometimes it's not like you need that. Stacks are probably more important, you know, in cash games, I always usually think, but when I go for those, like those milli makers, I'll just start throwing players in, you know what I mean? I'll sort of get away from some of those stacks. Anyway.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I was going to ask if the running ability of Jalen Hurts, if maybe at 5,900, he's a little bit cheap. And I actually put together a Sunday lineup with him as the quarterback and just with that thought in mind, maybe they haven't caught up and, you know, am I getting a Lamar Jackson at a discount? So,
all right. I have a lineup. I put together. Oh, wow. This is
crazy. Oh, this is it.
This is not it. This is a wild, this was me like probably drunk in bed And just like, let's put a lineup in at Jalen Hurts, quarterback, Jonathan Taylor, running back, Montgomery, running back, Godwin, receiver, Corey Davis, receiver. Ooh, T.Y. Hilton.
Oh my God.
Dude, I must have been drunk. Oh, and then, oh, this one must be for you, Nico. Higbee. And then I got Kiki Kuti. And then I got the Seahawks defense. So I don't know how the hell that happened. But anyway, that's just, but I'll let a stupid lineup. I won't touch it because I don't want to jinx it. I figured if I did it and I was drunk, then maybe it'll work. But that lineup will lose. And the, but I won't change it because I don't want to touch it. Does that make sense?
Well, Gregorio, I'm going to tell you, I must have been drunk with you at, around the same time because I set up, I put through together a lineup with Hurts, Taylor, Corey Davis, and T.Y. Hilton on it. And my defense is the Falcons. So I went, I went just because I figured I was hoping that they'd maybe get some interceptions on Brady and maybe hit him once or twice, and they were cheap. So that's the one thing. But yeah, so I'm glad we're doing this because it's kind of fun watching, you know, watching the sausage get made and knowing that maybe I've maybe we're drinking the same tequila at that time. So you never know.
Very good.
I told you, you're an honorary Mexican now because of this.
So. Well, you know, I am an Aztec. I did go to San Diego State.
Muy bien.
I've been in jail 3 times in Mexico, so perhaps we know the same people. I don't know.
Two strikes and you're back, right?
Well, let's since we're talking about jailbreaks, let's talk about the running backs. Now, you talked about the fact that you're not willing to pay up for $9,500 for Derrick Henry, and we saw that from your early lineup. And I don't like Dalvin Cook this week either because that Chicago defense, even though they've been a little leaky on against the run game lately, they do tend to show up. Who are some of the guys that you like? I mean, obviously you talked about Jonathan Taylor, which. Yeah. I mean, what is it you like so much about him?
He is on a roll. They're finally using him as a power back, right? I think you see a lot of times, I don't know if you saw the stats, and this sort of debunked my Henry play here, but Henry, if you look at like his last 3 seasons, his points, his average points per game has increased every month up to December.
Yeah.
Where in December, he's like 25 points a game, but at $10,000, that's just so much to go, I need another 30-point game. Because guess what? He just carried the ball 200 yards, got beat up. Do you think they're going to want to try to push him again when this game looks like a blowout, right? So anyway, so try to get some points. I don't know. But the top of the line, I'm going to pass on Cook. I'm going to go to Kamara, Taylor. And again, I'm going to not – take Robinson because I like the Minshew over the Robinson. However, you could do a Minshew Robinson stack because Robinson's going to get a lot of those dink and dunk.
Oh, that's right.
Passes at the end of the game. And again, remember DraftKings is PPR. So every time a running back catches the ball, it's a point. It is huge. It is a massive score. It's something I've been used to my whole life playing PPR. It's probably why I love to play DraftKings that much more. Montgomery, again, he's on a roll. I think, Chicago's playing better. I mean, they were a really shitty team. I don't know what's happened, but so I'd go Kamara, Taylor, and then, not Carson, not Gibson. Akers, could be a play, but I think they're going to rest him. He just had a big week, so I think they'll get the committee going again. And, again, it's like that coach down there in L.A., he likes, hey, we're going to pass this week. Let's work on the passing game. And I think they have game plans and they stick to them. Swift was injured, but this could be a really good play.
Because what about Sanders? Sanders kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. Again, he got dinged up too. I think that because you got a running quarterback in Hurts, he takes a lot of the dink passes away from Sanders now. I think Sanders loses a couple catches a game. Because Hurts is going to be a runner. So, and those running yards that Hurts takes is going to take away from those from Sanders, right? So,
Sanders and Montgomery, kind of unknown running backs, 80-yard runs. I mean, these guys were just like.
They're good, but Hurts is a new dynamic, right? I mean, Hurts is, this guy takes, he has, I mean, he's going to get like 60, 70 yards. Every quarterback that's entering the game right now, look at Mariota last night. he just showed the coach in the world that he can run and Carr's not going to run, right? And if you're not a running quarterback in the NFL, like, or in college now, you need to run or you're probably not going to get drafted anymore, right? So, other running backs, okay, I'm a Cowboys fan, so I will never take Elliott. I just don't like to pick Cowboys, but if I do, maybe it's Gallup.
Yeah, plus that San Francisco defense is tough. Oh, Dobbins. Yes, I was going to ask you about him.
Yeah, so I think Dobbins is going to be getting more and more touches as we move forward. Jacksonville, pretty soft defense overall. So if you want to, you know, probably sneak Dobbins in a lineup in there, I think you can go. But I don't think Dobbins is going to get you the 30 points, right? I think he would have a day, and if they're running it, then they're going to put Edwards in. Then they're going to let them all get some points, right? If they're blowing Jacksonville out, right? So I would stay away from Dobbins, but I think he's a great player moving forward. Edwards-Helaire, KC, no way. There's just too many inconsistencies there, and I think just passing with Mahomes and Hill and Kelce, those are your points right there. Mostert, here's a guy that can to do well, but not against Dallas. Let's go. Oh, Drake. Drake is awesome. I think this guy catches balls. He runs. I mean, he's going to get, again, I like guys that get the ball at the end zone and catch passes, especially when they're not really concerned about the running back going out. They're more concerned about the quarterback breaking out and running around, right? So, I like some Drake. And other than that, yeah, I guess that's about it. If that helps, yeah.
No, that's fantastic. How about the wide receivers? Because wide receiver can be so. I mean, there's some cheap plays in there, but yeah. On the expensive side, there's no. We're talking about the Sunday slate, so there's no Davante Adams, and you already talked about Tyreek Hill. Anybody else? I kind of like DK Metcalf. I was looking at the DBs in Washington, and they're on the shorter side. They're 6 foot 5'11", and he's
those tiny little men.
He's like 6'4" and Megatron size. Who are, and you already talked about Hill and Ridley. Who are some of the guys that that you're also targeting on this one, especially knowing that Michael Thomas is out.
So Seattle's a funny team, right? So they're traveling one, they're going to Washington. What I've noticed about when Seattle is bad is when they're playing up against a pass rush, and Washington has a pass rush, and that disables Seattle's offense a little bit, right? So I'm not sure. Again, when you're thinking of a player, I'm thinking who's the player that's going to go off for the 30 to 40 points, right? You need to try to find that boom player, and maybe that's my fault. For trying to find a player, but Metcalf, I would pick him over Seattle. And again, I'd love to get into the, if I read something about a mismatch for a cornerback or somebody that's, low on the whatever rating, then I'd like that. But again, Hill, Ridley, Hopkins has been hurt. Again, Philly's got a pretty good defense. They're not like anybody's like scoring tons of points on them. There's my AJ Brown. I said I like that. Allen Robinson. Given, Jefferson and Thielen are obviously good plays, but I'm probably not going to go into that matchup this week. Oh, Michael Thomas is out?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they ruled him out this afternoon.
Oh. No. Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Okay. So,
Nico, do you have him?
No, but it's just like I always want to play him in the fantasy.
Yeah.
But it's just
But New Orleans has all his receivers, tons of people catching balls. Like Kamara's only play there, I think. I mean, one sack of Breeze in his ribs, I'm thinking he would be out, so I wouldn't even touch Breeze. You got the Woods. Who's quarterbacking for Washington this week? Do we know?
Dwayne Haskins.
Okay, so I wouldn't want any McLaurin.
Yeah, they ruled out Alex Smith today.
I love that story, though. I'm
so I know. Well, yeah. I mean, they're trying to keep him upright and not subject
him. And there's on our show, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the guy I really like. So with Ayuk.
Oh, yes.
Stepping up, I think, since our boy Debo's out, Samuel, and everybody passes against the Niners, the Cowboys. So you got to have some Ayuk.
They have the Yak attack. Yeah. All those guys run yards after a catch, man. They just
And I'd slightly go Evans over Godwin if I had to choose between one or the other, if I wasn't stacking them with Brady. So what's nice is, dude, Houston could be really sneaky. This dude, Hansen, this kid Hansen.
Oh yes.
Dude, he's like the new favorite in town. And I think, looks like Cooks is going to play. I don't know. Kuti, Hansen's got some favoritism. I don't know if he's playing the slot. I don't want to talk like I know what I'm talking about, but you might want to go. You might want to go. There's some Watson in there with Cooks and Hansen. Could be a fun little thing. But again, Indy, that game could be 9-6, right? So, but not one of my top things. Corey Davis, you know, I love him. T.Y. is obviously now he's like fully in love with our San Diego quarterback, Philip Rivers. Those guys are obviously connected now. So that's a great play. You know what? I think Antonio is going to have a breakout game someday. It might not this week, right? Pittman, that's interesting. I've got a man crush on Pittman.
I do too. I'm with you on that.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
He's done nothing.
He's been horrible. I've put him into DFS lineups two weeks in a row, and I finally last week I said I got to quit him.
He doesn't dance at all.
He's a man child. Yeah.
Actually, I don't dance. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, any of those cowboy receivers. You know? Here we go. So Willie Snead was sort of like a favorite of Lamar's, Jackson's, right? He's 4,300. I think you can easily get Snead in there because, dude, the way Mr. Marquise Hollywood Brown's dropping balls, Snead's always been pretty sure-handed. And I've had some lineups with Snead's this year that's done really well. Timing's everything, but. Yeah.
Oh, quick FYI. Hollywood Brown on the COVID list, but expected to be off tomorrow. He's supposed to be released from it. So I guess he was a close contact. So that's interesting.
So I know we got to wrap up a little bit, but I just want to throw one out there for Beasley. I mean, you haven't mentioned it, but I love Beasley.
He's playing on the Saturday slate. So that's why we haven't seen him there. I agree with you. He's just a PPR monster.
He's the new Edelman, you know, and there's just like he was there and there's like the little pass. I mean, he's an auto. I mean, I have Josh Allen there and I'm hoping it goes to Diggs, but you know, it's just like, but he's always there. It's like, you know, third down and nine. Oh, you know, where he's going to go.
We could do the tight ends real quickly. Who do you, you know, Kelsey at 8,000 and he's been basically a receiver this year. Because he's leading the NFL in receiving yardage, but what is he worth paying up for? Even though New Orleans has been better defensively of late, except for last weekend.
I mean, I think this is going to be like a playoff type of atmosphere game, where you're probably, I don't know if anybody's going to strike first. I think it just could be sort of like, you know, some really good offensive lines and defensive lines battling the first quarter, and I just don't want to go into this game trying to get a lot of points, you know? So, I mean, like I said, Hill would be my one guy because this guy he's the video game guy, right? He can do whatever he wants. I think I like the pay down this week for sure. And Andrews is always a great play, consistent at 5,500. Yeah, I would go right there. And then I like Gronk. I like even Higbee. Coming in against the Jets. Look at that great matchup against the Jets. They give up tons of points to tight ends. And Irv Smith, Minnesota. This guy is going to be in my lineups this week at 3,600. So he's a second-year player, right? And Rudolph's hurt, and he had a little good week last week, I think.
And Rudolph just got ruled out for the week.
And he's out, yeah. So Irv Smith, he'll be in a lot of lineups of mine this week. At 3,600, that's ridiculous.
What about Reed? I mean, is Reed still around? I mean,
is he hurt? But he always gets hurt. He just, like, I don't know. I just, yeah. You want to find guys that can explode, right?
They're built for tight ends. I mean, that's just, you know.
Yeah.
Debo, in essence, is a tight end. He's not a wide receiver, but he can run, too. I mean, I love Debo. Give me some more Debo all day, you know. But he's
So, anyway. I mean, Hawkinson's always, that's a consistent guy, right?
Yes.
So if you go Andrews, Hawkinson. Irv Smith, Gronk, my four. How's that? Is that cool?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. And we talked about the defenses. I mean, you mentioned who was the defense that you really, the cheap defense you liked?
Well, Seattle, I think I put them in because I thought Gaskins was playing, and that guy's fumble, strip sack, fumble, pick six, right? Or scoop and score, right? That's what you're looking for. That's how a defense will get ahead. Sacks and fumbles, right? Or pick six for comebacks. And if the game script goes that Seattle's going to take the lead, I think they'll be just putting a lot of pressure on Gaskins because he's not a developed quarterback, right? I think there's some points there.
I like the scoop and score. Is that a term? I love that. Scoop
and
score.
It is. Scoop and score is a term, yeah. Sack, strip, fumble. Sack, strip, fumble, score. Yeah. let's see. Okay, and then down at the bottom, I like where are they? I thought I had somebody down at the bottom I liked. Not the Lions, not the Jets, Jags. Let's see, where did I go?
Could it be the Eagles?
Oh, the Bucks. The Bucks at 3K, I think, is about as low as I'm going. Saints, Patriots, no. No.
Yeah, the Bucks are a great play because Ryan throws interceptions and he gets sacked because he's a statue back there.
Slow. So yeah. And then another defense, Seahawks. Like I said, I like the Seahawks down at 3,100. The Bucks can be pretty good plays. Yeah. Oh, and then if you're feeling really frisky, how about them Cowboys? Mullen's been throwing picks every week. And they got to be really depressed being away from home. Anything can happen. I don't know if the Niners can keep it together any longer now. So.
That's fantastic. I feel very proud because you named other than the guys that I named, there are a couple guys that you mentioned that you really liked. Ayuk being one of them, DeAndre Swift and Corey Davis. So those guys are in that lineup. I may not change it though. I did have Goddard in there to have a stack with Hurts, but I may, but I just switched it to Higbee.
Irv.
Ooh,
big Irv. Oh, you're a Rams fan probably, right?
I am a Rams fan, but
I guess you got to have a little heart in the lineup, right?
There is a part of me that wants to get Irv Smith and maybe spend a little bit of the excess. Yeah. Maybe I'll go up there. Yeah. Oh man, Gregorio, you are now an official member of La Familia. Oh. I want you to know that. You know, Nico and I. You know, Nico being primo numero uno, and I'm number three. So we're at the high table. So we're not going to be able to get together, but we get to sit with the adults now. It's only been in the last 5 years.
Oh, you guys got upgraded to the big boy table?
Yes, we did. Finally. Oh. So now
to let the crowd know. I mean, he says 1 and 3. We're talking 40 grandkids, 2020, and now we're popping out. I guess what, great grandkids?
Great grandchild number 46 was born today. So that just sees we're just multiplying.
Are you serious? In your family?
Yeah. Great grandchild number 46.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, you guys adopt me?
This kid is so smart. He wasn't born yesterday. Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell you something. You're part of La Familia now. I just wish we could have a Christmas so you could see the 120 people that'll be there for the whole thing, and incredible beer selection. So
are you guys? So I guess everybody's wearing masks. Are you gonna keep the socially distanced, or how does that work?
It's gonna be Zoom Christmas. Nico's setting up a Zoom wine tasting. Ooh, so it's gonna be real nice. It's gonna be real nice.
We used to wear Oakland Raider masks, but then we got fined by the NFL. You know,
because it's Las Vegas now.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, so for all the 6 million followers you got, so you can always find me on the Showdown slates in the Flash Draft, and the Flash Draft goes on about every 4 minutes during the game. And you pick between three players and you get five choices between those three players throughout. And, you know, it's a way I found of making money on it. And there's just certain patterns that you see, but you want to go all in on a correlation, whether it's that quarterback and that receiver from that team or that running back, there's great plays. If you see a kicker with three times, just take it. Take that kicker with 3X, because if they kick one field goal at four, they get 12 points in that. But next time we can talk about Flash Draft, but I appreciate you guys. But that's – I lose – everything we just talked about doesn't matter because I don't win money in that. But if you want to go Flash Draft, we're good. So anyway, Georgie, love you.
Primo Gregorio, we're calling you that. Thank you so much. Gracias. Oh. Hey, you know what? You've got a standing invite. Whenever, you know, I'm gonna hit you up. We're gonna do some playoff stuff.
Let's do it, man. Yeah.
That's gonna be the only thing happening.
We got 6 more weeks to make money, baby. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Well, gracias otra vez, everybody. You know, from Primo Gregorio, Primo Nico, this is Primo Jorge Georgie Martin. Thank you for joining the Familia FFB podcast, everybody. We're a week to Christmas. Again, Feliz Navidad. Hey, make sure you're following us on our FamiliaFFB.com website. Our at Familia FFB Twitter. You can find me at Jorge Martin 17, our Familia FFB Facebook page. Give us a like, follow us. You're going to get this great content coming up. I'm going to just, hey, we're going to be, DFS is going to save us for the rest, well into the Super Bowl. So gracias, everybody. Remember, todos somos familia.
That's right.
Salud. Awesome. Salud. Ay, 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 ay.